In the first few months of the Trump administration, the number of arrests of people in the country illegally but without criminal records has jumped by 150%. Now, people arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, or ICE, get sent to detention facilities across the country to await their court proceedings. Some are eligible for release on bond, but the median bond amount is $6,500. That's a lot of money. And about one in five detainees eligible for bond can't afford it. So they can remain in custody for weeks, months, for some years. Here Now's Phoebe Petrovic has the story of one couple who faced this challenge and the organization that helped reunite them.
Devianis Gonzalez and Juan Carlos Velez Aparicio have been together for 4 years. They share an apartment in New Britain, Connecticut, with their cat, Cui Cui.
This cat, when he was not here, is always crying and crying and crying.
Gonzalez says that the cat missed Velez Aparicio because earlier this spring, he was detained for about a month by Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, or ICE, in upstate New York. Velez Aparicio is an undocumented immigrant from Mexico. He was working as a roofer in Buffalo, but got sick and tried to come back home to Connecticut. A half hour into the trip, Immigration boarded the Greyhound bus and checked identification.
And only me no have papers. So the immigration guy take me off the bus, but I no say nothing. I say, okay, no problem.
Velez Aparicio did not have a criminal record, but the officers took him into custody. The Trump administration has discarded earlier policies that prioritized immigration enforcement for people with criminal histories. Now, anyone in the United States illegally can be apprehended and deported.
He was captured on May 14, Mother's Day, and well, I was cooking the favorite food for him and everything. And then at 11 o'clock, he called me. U.S. Goodman. I was freeze. When I say hello, he told me, Debbie, I was captured. They catch me. They catch me.
To bail Velez Aparicio out of detention, Gonzalez had to come up with $10,000. She didn't have that kind of money. That's where the Immigrant Bail Fund came in. It's a nonprofit in New Haven, Connecticut that, in February, began posting bond for people in the country illegally and detained by ICE. So far, the fledgling bail fund has raised $60,000 and paid the partial or whole bond amounts for six people, including Velez Aparicio. Activists in New Haven have wanted to create a structured and permanent bond fund to use ever since an ICE raid in 2007 detained 31 people. According to data at Syracuse University, immigrants released on bond are more likely to find an attorney and win their cases. Of those immigrants granted bond, two out of three were not deported. Ana Maria Rivera Forestieri serves on the Immigrant Bail Fund Steering Committee. She said the fund is not just a check-writing social service.
So, yeah, so we cut the check, but then we're like, okay, come to this meeting.
They want folks helped by the fund to fight their deportation cases and others, to speak to their neighbors and churches, show up to rallies, and contribute cash to the fund.
It's not going to make the fund sustainable if it is just a service that we provide. It will eventually die. But if we create a movement around it, then I think that we will be able to sustain the work and sustain the fund.
There appears to be this perception that immigration detention is some sort of punitive action, but it is not now and never has been.
Andrew Arthur served as an immigration judge in Pennsylvania for 8 years.
If an individual is not bonded out, their case actually proceeds much more quickly because those cases are given priority.
Arthur, who is also a fellow at the Right Wing Center for Immigration Studies, says bond is important because federal statistics say about 4 out of 10 people skip their immigration court dates.
That is extremely high.
So far, all of the cases the bail fund has taken up are pending, including the one for Velez Aparicio. He now is a low bono attorney, and he and his partner Devianis Gonzalez have started sharing their experience with others. Velez Aparicio runs his hands through his hair. It's thick and wavy, cropped at his cheekbones.
Before, I have my hair long, but I not eating inside there for 3 days because too much... ¿Cómo se dice asustado?
Scared.
Uh-huh.
He had fears inside. He don't want to eat for 3 days.
Gonzalez reflects on what's happened and what's to come.
So it's hard. It's hard. You know, I know that I had to get $10,000 if I want my husband back. And I can't save my husband because this is good news. news, news. But we gonna marry this Friday.
And marry they did. So now, Velez Aparicio's attorney plans to request a waiver, excusing the time he spent in the United States without authorization. She'll also file for what's called an adjustment of status after his marriage to Gonzalez. She's from Puerto Rico, and so is a United States citizen.
He always told me, I don't want you because I need the papers. I'm with you because I love you.
I don't need papers for love. I don't need papers for love.
But they have a paper, a marriage certificate. And for now, at least that's something, as they wait for his green card. For Here and Now, I'm Phoebe Petrovic.